B-Pod Studios.
I'll be more peppy on this cut.
Okay.
It's the Rat Party Podcast.
Wow, Roy, you're shot out of a cannon.
Well, the last cut of the podcast, I realized I sounded a little down.
Okay.
The Rap Party Podcast, by the way, usually is a look into one or two things that we talked about on the show. But I feel like today we talked about so many different things. We were all over the map.
Yeah, we talked about how I ruined my birthday. We talked about how Maney witnessed a public argument. And we talked about how Maney's son couldn't lie. Was there anything else we talked about with Maney? A lot of Maney today.
We talked about how Lorenz's friend found a cockroach in her.
Not just one.
Three?
Three. Mm-hmm.
By the way, those pictures are up. You can go find them at on the website and also on the Kiss95.1 Insta and the at the MRL Show Insta. It is disgusting. They're cooked.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. She went through a drive-thru and got a baked potato. And when she got home, she opened it up, and there were three fried dead roaches inside.
So there was a couple that we didn't get to on the air, some text messages. Someone said, one time when I was eating at a fast food place, I found a dead fly at the bottom of my large fries, meaning I found it after I ate most of them.
Ugh.
704 said, I bit into fresh pizza only to pull a long hair out of the bite I was chewing. They offered to make a new one, but I was done with pizza for the night.
Yeah, I mean, hair is gross, but it doesn't hold a candle to these other things.
No, you're right. And a hair, you can understand how a hair got there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
704 said a friend found a wad of chewing gum in her chicken salad. She wondered what was so chewy. Oh,
my gosh. That means gross. You put it in your mouth. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. This is funny. It's not gross. It's just stupid. We ordered burgers at a fast food place, and when our order came, it was just buns and ketchup. No meat.
So I forgot the meat. It's good times.
And then the other thing too is that we asked, like, what did the restaurant do for your friend Loren, and what did they do?
They only gave her a gift card.
I'm finding though through talking to a lot of our listeners that it seems to be $25 gift card is what they offer, and that's just, in my opinion, not enough.
It's not enough.
Like, I would never.
Like, you better be coming correct with like. At least a hundo.
980 says, I would call the health department on them. Typically when that happens, someone from the health department will be there within a couple of days to do a full inspection. Thus, you're saving other customers from having to deal with the same grossness.
I mean, if a customer came back in, though, and like bitched about having roaches in their baked potato, you would think that store would clean itself before the health department even got there.
Right.
803 says they know exactly which fast food place we're talking about because they make the baked potato. Mm-hmm. Then they sent us a picture of their French chicken sandwich. What are we looking at, Roy? Here.
Looks like a pad or like a piece of paper.
It's like there's the bun, Loren, the chicken sandwich, and like a piece of paper, and then the bun.
That's random.
It was like a chicken sandwich with paper.
And what is that? Oh, it's the that's the piece of paper for a cookie.
Oh, there was a cookie in the burger.
Oh,
I mean,
well, I don't hate that.
No, nope. I can't even see how that would happen.
Somebody said, not too bad if you ask me.
I was about to say, I don't think I'd mind that. I'd still eat everything.
Mm.
Only if the cookie was in there too.
Yeah, the cookie is in it.
Oh.
So it's a win-win.
So that was pretty funny. We talked about those things. We talked about one of the things that we talked about briefly was how you're going looking for kindergartens or TKs and pre-Ks for your son.
Yes.
And since Cash is your oldest at three, you're like, what's the difference between TK and pre-K?
Yeah, I have no idea.
We got an answer. It says, they said, TK is transitional kindergarten.
Oh.
And
okay.
They also work at a place that they thought you'd be interested in going to.
But my question is like, do we have to make this that difficult? Like when I was little, you went to preschool, then you went to kindergarten, then you went to first grade. We didn't have like all these in between things.
Yeah. I don't think I ever went to a thing before preschool. I don't think.
Well, now preschools are figured out a way to make money. And
make
that is
money.
By saying, hey, send your kid to TK, and then they'll stay at our school and do pre-K so that they're kind of ready for pre-K, you know?
I agree with you 150%. I think it's a money grab, Loren. Big right? time. Big time.
And it just makes it confusing for parents.
So the two more things I want to talk about. And the only reason why we're doing this is because we got so much feedback today on different things that we were talking about that we normally bring everything to the Rap Party podcast just so we can get it out there. The other thing we talked about, too, is the surprise that you ruined because Roy did that. And we talked about it on a Rap Party last week.
Yeah, I ruined a birthday. I don't even want to say I ruined it, honestly, because I found my fiance's birthday present to me in his suitcase when we were about to go on a trip, but it was in a wrapped box. And so when he found out that I found it, he was like, oh, but you ruined the fact that I was going to secretly bring a gift. And I'm like,
I think that's stupid. It's your birthday.
Yeah, I was like, I don't
know. Of course he's going to give you a gift.
100%.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I would have, yeah. And then I was like, I didn't know. I don't know what the gift is, although in his defense, I will say he bought me a badass bike for my birthday.
I know.
A fat tire bike, and it's an expensive bike to the point that, like, I'm afraid to, like, hook it up in my backyard or in my shed because it's so expensive. I literally carry it through the house when I'm done with it because I'm afraid someone's going to break into my shed and steal it. Because it's so bright blue. Mm-hmm. And
it just, you should keep it inside.
That's what I just said. I carry it through the house.
Yeah. That's a smart move.
It's too expensive to not do that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you said you kept it in the shed.
No. That's where
No, don't do that.
Right.
704 sent a text message. We were asking, what surprise did you ruin? They said, I was checking our bank account one night at 2 a.m. and I saw a huge chunk of money taken out. I freaked out on my fiance, and it turned out he bought me a new MacBook as congratulations to getting into graduate school. So a nice little 2 a.m. blow up turned into a really great surprise.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. Going 0 to 100, that's always a good story afterwards.
Let's see. 910 said that the surprise they got was they opened up a drawer and found that their moms had moving furniture, personal items.
Ew.
I don't ever want to see that. I remember I saw my my best friend, one of my friends, his mom's toy in her drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as a kid, I thought that, I was like, it's kind of small. I was a little surprised on how small the toy was.
I don't think it's the size of the toy for the woman. It's
how you use it.
The vibration of it.
Yeah.
My friend's mom was the librarian assistant at our school.
Okay.
And he had a sleepover when his parents were out of town. We were probably freshmen in high school, and one of my friends that was sleeping over found her vibrator. And so whenever we'd go be in the library, we'd all go like that when she was around.
That's funny.
And he'd be like, shut up. Someone said, 980 said, the very best hiding place is in the junk drawer in the kitchen behind the four-year-old soy sauce packets. Because that's the other thing we said, is if you're hiding stuff, you got to hide them in good spots.
Yep.
You know? So, all right, the last thing we'll talk about on the Rap Party podcast, I want to find it. Someone had a question for you, Loren. Okay. Let's see, where is it? And it's about your au pair, whether or not she's single. No, I'm kidding. It's not a...
Oh, I was like, she would love that.
let's see. She's not allowed to date right now. She dated some guy and you told him to get out of Dodge.
No, that's just because he was a douche.
He's allowed to date. Douche canoe.
It says, hey, this is a question for Loren. I have a friend at work that needs help with his children. He mentioned yesterday about maybe an au pair. You talk so highly of yours, and I was wondering how you found her. I want to make sure that he will not be taken advantage of, and he's going to get a legit place to find out. What steps does he need to take? Is it a long process? This is a private matter for him, so I'd like to keep this off the air, but any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Now, I wonder how they feel about the podcast.
Well, it is technically off the air. I got bad news for you, though.
See, that's why I wanted to ask this question.
Right now. What?
And that's why I wanted to ask this question, because I knew that there was bad news behind it.
Yeah, it's not great news. So right now, President Trump has basically shut down the J-1 visas. So they're having a really hard time getting au pairs into the country. But they found a loophole that the guys or girls have to go through Serbia and quarantine there for 14 days before they get to the U.S. It doesn't sound the safest to me. So I don't know. You know, it just depends on like how badly you need somebody right now. But there are definitely better times to bring somebody to our country than when J-1 visas are shut down and they have to quarantine in Serbia.
So many parents are dealing with this issue right now because they have to work. And at the same time, their kids are doing remote learning, whether it's fully or at least a couple times a week. And they still have to go to work or work from home. We know so many people are having trouble finding a nanny right now or somebody, because all these other kids are going back to college. The summer help's going back to college, and they're having trouble finding someone to take care of the kids. So I told a neighbor, look at the au pair website. But do you think the au pair website has way less applicants now than it did before, Ren?
Yes. So we're going to have to go back into that pool, hopefully, if the J-1 visas are being given out again at the end of January, early February. So I've kind of been back on there with an active account and looking, and there really is less applicants right now because they just can't get people in.
I think that radio family member was more interested in knowing the websites and being afraid of him going to a wrong website.
Don't go to Craigslist. Oh.
Well, I mean, obviously, like, I used Cultural Care, and I love them. I had a great experience with them. They had the most selection, I think the best quality people, but there's also Au Pair in America.
Au Pair up
like
there.
There's, like, three big ones.
Au Pair of Shoes. I like that website.
Au Pair of Shoes.
Au Pair of Shoes. AuPairOfShoes.com.
There's actually Au Pair of Shoot. Your au pair arrives by plane and falls down.
I'll have an au pair with that.
Parachute.
A parachute, yep. We can sit here and do this all day. All right, listen, that's a Wrap Party Podcast, everybody. It was a crazy show.
Very crazy show. I'm drained, and we have to go deliver 11 signs.
We have to deliver 11 signs to the Huntersville Concord area, so we're going to do that. And Loren is going to go be a mom to a two-month-old. I cannot believe Jackson's 2 months old already.
Dude, he's friggin' huge. Did you see the pictures side by side that I posted of him at 2 months and Cash at 2 months?
Yes.
They're in the same outfit. Cash barely like fills it out, and Jax is busting out of it.
Yep. Isn't that funny?
And, I guess we'll discuss about this tomorrow, but Lorraine and I and Manny are all getting together this weekend.
You might be banned with that runny nose of yours.
Well, if I do have a cold, I ain't coming.
Okay. Well, you can sit in the car.
If anyone's sick, please do not come.
Yeah.
You can sit in the car, and then if we say something funny, you can honk your horn.
No.
Like you're laughing.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Wrap Party Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.